Yeah, I'm like Neo now.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
That's Morpheus.
Good morning, everyone. Jurassic Views, Bryce Diamond, post-game morning devotions versus the San Antonio Spurs. Well, we were in Texas. Not a lot to do in Texas, but get a win. San Antonio probably wanted to get the win as well to get Pop his record. Unfortunately, the Raptors played spoilers, which is great, because they were desperate for a win. Didn't look pretty at the start. A very shaky second quarter. The lead went from the Raps up 5 to the Spurs, I believe, up 3 at the half. And then the Raptors took over. Looked really solid coming out in the third, which they have done a number of times this season. And then really clamped down defensively in the fourth and took the ball game quite comfortably by 15, 119-104. There were some good things, statistically speaking. There were some things to wonder about, worry about. We out-rebounded the Spurs 47-36, which is great. We had 3 guys with 20 points, 4 starters and double digits. Kem Birch continues to be kind of a shadow of himself. I'm not sure if these are the kind of minutes or this is the kind of output that he wants. Now, it doesn't mean he can't be effective just because he's not scoring. But when you look at his rebounds, you look at his overall minutes, my guess is he's still working through that injury. Hopefully he can come back to full health. He can have a full recovery by the time we get to mid-April. But for now, you know, he's playing 20, maybe 25 minutes a game. He's getting somewhere between 5 and 10 points. He's getting you some rebounds. He's good for a block, sometimes a steal. But not, you know, who he was earlier in the season when he was moving the ball. He was hitting that kind of 6 to 8 foot bunny, kind of push shot. He got hit again in the face. I think it's 3 in a row. I think he's on a streak right now. Hit in the face, lost a tooth last night. My gosh. His mom, Wendy, said he was okay on Twitter. So that reassured the fans. But yeah, that was a trend that we're seeing that doesn't look great. Like I said, 3 starters with 20 points. Scotty Barnes had a big second half. Pascal, solid. 20 points, 8 rebounds. Not looking like he did just before the All-Star break when he was on a tear for about 6 or 7 weeks there to start the new year. But still solid. Solid, solid stuff. As long as he hits a 3 a game and he's like 1 for 3, as long as he gets to the line 6 or 7 times and can be 80% from the line, 20 and 8, I'm going to take. I think he was 8 for 17 from the field last night. That's okay. That's okay. When you include that he was, you know, not perfect from 3-point land. That's not bad. But you'd like to see him be more in the 10 to 18, the 10 to 17 range. Regardless, solid game from Scotty and Pascal, especially with no OG there. And you know Pirtle's going to get all over the glass. They still out-rebounded the San Antonio Spurs. But the assist category was strange. San Antonio Spurs had 25 assists last night. And the Raptors, I believe, had 12. 12 assists. From a team that has many guys who have hit double digits in assists this year, Freddie, who's averaging, I think, 7 assists this year. Scotty Barnes can move the ball, obviously. So that was odd to see. No Malachi Flynn. Delano Banton played 21 minutes. So, that, again, that's a good stat. Chris Boucher was awfully quiet. And I think it was mostly because the Spurs went small in that second unit and they had to pick someone to sit. And he wasn't looking great. I don't know where his health is at. I know the flu has seemingly gone through the team, or at least sickness has gone through the team, non-COVID related. So that's something to look into. We'll want to monitor that with Chris Boucher. Hopefully he bounces back and he has a good one against Phoenix, because we're going to need everybody to play their best against the best team in the league. So Delano Banton plays 21 minutes, played solid, nothing really standing out. Statistically speaking, there was one play, I think it was a 7 or 9 point game, 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and Delano had a nice steal off an inbound and went in for a layup, and that pushed the lead, I think, to 11. And that play was really a play that broke the back of momentum for the Spurs. Up until that point, it was kind of a seesaw battle. I think the Raps went in with like a 3 or 5 point lead going into the fourth. And that might have been a 7 point lead going into the fourth. And that play really, you know, gave the space they needed, got the starters back in with about 8:30 to go, and the Raptors took care of business and won the game handily. Another stat that's really good, after coming off that Cavs loss and Pascal and Scotty playing 40 minutes, Fred, of course, not in that game, and he's coming back first game after missing about five games he missed. It's great to see Fred with 34 minutes, Pascal with 37 minutes. Nobody else played 35 as far as I remember. So to have that be the case, to be able to use your bench and your bench to be effective enough to give you the separation that you needed, it's good to see. If you can have two days off after the Cavs game, and then no one plays more than 37 minutes, most of your guys play under 35, if not all, but Pascal. And that, you know, going into Phoenix, you should be fresh. The trip is not too long to get to Phoenix. I think it's about an hour and a half flight. So they should be able to get some sun, should be able to get some relaxation, maybe hit up an Arizona spa and be ready. Now, without OG Anunoby, that game's going to be tough. We know that. Devin Booker is back from COVID protocols. So no matter what, it was going to be a difficult game in Phoenix playing the number one team in the league, who's got so much chemistry, who's got so much momentum, consistency, health. Everyone, for the most part, has been health. Obviously, Devin Booker missed some games, not an injury-related situation. So, yeah, I think Phoenix is looking good, is feeling good, and they'll be at a full roster going into that game against us tomorrow, Friday. Not sure what else to say. Hoping Malachi Flynn, his hamstring is back, and he can have a full practice today or a full shoot-around tomorrow. Probably a game-time decision whether he plays or not. OG Anunoby, of course, we won't see until the end of this road trip. So likely he's in L.A. Getting another assessment. We'll catch up with him after the Denver game on Saturday, because we play both the Clippers and the Lakers in L.A. And then we get the Lakers in Toronto on March 18th. So that will be an interesting one. Because, you know, both teams will play each other in one spot and then travel really across the states and into Canada. And you'll see kind of, you know, how the teams play each other, and, you know, adjusting to whatever happened the game before. After the Lakers lost to Houston in overtime by 9, and Houston really played quite well down the stretch of that game, LeBron had a chance to win it, passed the ball up. I think he was in an awkward spot, kind of half under the basket, half under the rim. But regardless, they lose that game 139-130. I mean, there's no defense at all. I mean, we played Houston before and cruised. We did not have a good game. Won by, you know, 20 points, I think, or somewhere around that. Might have been 17. But for the Lakers to go into Houston and to lose by 9 in overtime, and to give up 139 points. Now, it's not to say the Lakers, who right now are the 9 seed, because the Spurs and the Pelicans, the Trailblazers, can't figure out if they even want to get into the play-in, if it's even worth it. No one seems to want to play LA. No one seems to really want to advance in the playoffs at this stage. They all know that they're going to get beat down in a sweep, and want to take their chances probably more in the lottery than they do in the playoffs. This is really interesting. Really, really interesting. I talked about it at the start of the season that it would be the Timberwolves versus the Lakers in the 7-8 game, and I was expecting that the Lakers would be hosting the Timberwolves. It might be the Timberwolves versus the Lakers in the 8-9 game and the Timberwolves hosting the Lakers. I mean, bizarre. Really, really bizarre. The Timberwolves are playing good basketball. Anyways, how that impacts us is quite simple. We'll see if the Lakers actually want to be in the play-in, or if, you know, if the Pelicans go on a bit of a run or play decent basketball over the next 10, if the Lakers will push or not, or if they, you know, maybe they'll just take their foot off the brake completely and just, you know, or take their foot off the gas, probably take their foot off the gas completely and just see if the Pelicans are going to lose or win, or what they're going to do in the next 10. So it is a weird situation to think about. I would love to get all 3 games against LA, both games against the Lakers and the Clippers, but who knows? Regardless, here we are with a 35-30 record, a chance to, you know, get over 500, get at least 42 wins this season. I think that is very doable. And if we can push even further, you know, 44, 45 wins, I think we can hold the Nets underneath us. And now with Jared Allen being injured for the Cleveland Cavaliers, we might just pass them by, like a Far Side song. We might just pass them by and get into the 6th seed. We will see. Jared Allen is so key to that team. Mobley is going to have a lot on his shoulders for the next 2 to 3 weeks. We know all about finger fractures, as OG Anunoby has been out for already 2.5 weeks, and he's going to be out for another week and a half. So we want to see the best play. Jared Allen, we wish all the best, all the health, full recovery, so he can be there for the playoffs or the play-in. But believe me when I say, if we go past them while he is injured, I certainly don't want anyone to get injured. But now that he is injured, if we do pass him, I'm not going to be upset about it. All right, y'all. Hope you're doing well. Enjoy the sunshine in TO, in Ottawa, wherever you are in the world, with 35 different countries listening to Jurassic Views. I hope the sun is shining down on you. There is safety and peace where you are. Enjoy the day. We'll catch up to you soon. Peace.